Welcome to Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland, for the game between the Minnesota Twins and the Oakland Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ted Uhlander. Batting second. The second baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The first baseman, Harmon Killebrew. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Oliva. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Greg Nettles. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Charlie Manuel. Batting seventh. The catcher, George Mitterwald. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Leo Cardenas. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Miller. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Bob Miller. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Bert Campaneris. Batting second. The second baseman, Ted Kubiak. Batting third. The right fielder, Reggie Jackson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Sal Bando. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Danny Cater. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Tommy Reynolds. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Haney. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Blue Moon Odom. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Blue Moon Odom. And now, play ball. Ted Uhlander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhlander hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Uhlander moves to second. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Uhlander scores. It's 1-0, Twins. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is called out on strikes. Two outs. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles takes first base on ball four. Carew moves to second. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Carew moves to third. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Miller fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Kubiak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kubiak hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carew scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Twins will come to bat. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kubiak scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bando moves to third. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bando scores. Monday moves to second. It's Twins, 1, Athletics, 1. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Ramon Webster now playing first base. Danny Cater now playing second base. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive towards first. Webster reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-1 in the game. Killebrew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom strikes out. One out. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 0-for-1 in the game. Campaneris hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster hits a line drive. Webster is thrown out after the base hit. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-1 in the game. Oliva hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cater scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Nettles takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-1 in the game. Manuel hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitterwald hits a line drive into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 1, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Olander. Jackson reaches second base with a double. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 0-for-1 in the game. Cater hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Jackson scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cater moves to second. Al Worthington now pitching. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Carew catches it and throws to second with Cardenas covering, to double up Cater. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-1 in the game. Cardenas hits a pop-up towards first. Webster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Renick pinch hits for Al Worthington. Rick Renick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renick hits a line drive into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Olander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cater scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Joe Gratzenda now pitching. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-1 in the game. Haney hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Blue Moon Odom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Odom is 0-for-1 in the game. Odom hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gratzenda fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into right field. Oliva settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 2, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Carew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar pinch runs for Rod Carew. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 0-for-2 in the game. Killebrew hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tovar moves to second. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliva hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Tovar scores. Killebrew moves to third. It's Twins, 2, Athletics, 2. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 0-for-2 in the game. Manuel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Killebrew scores. Oliva moves to third. It's 3-2, Twins. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0-for-2 in the game. Mitterwald hits a pop-up towards third. Bando settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenas hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Cesar Tovar now playing second base. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Twins will come to bat. Joe Gritzenda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gritzenda hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Ulander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ulander is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ulander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Ulander moves to second. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a fly ball into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Munday hits a line drive into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Haney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haney is 0-for-2 in the game. Haney takes first base on ball 4. Reynolds moves to second. Alan Lewis pinch runs for Larry Haney. Mike Hirschberger pinch hits for Blue Moon Odom. Ron Paranoski now pitching. Mike Hirschberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hirschberger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Reynolds scores. Lewis moves to second. It's Twins, 3, Athletics, 3. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Phil Roof now catching. Jim Rowland now pitching. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Jackson. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manuel hits a pop-up towards short. Campaneris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Mitterwald is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitterwald is 0 for 3 in the game. Mitterwald hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Tovar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bando strikes out. Two outs. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peronoski fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ron Peronoski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peronoski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Ted Ullander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ullander is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Ullander hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Monday hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Mitterwald settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof takes first base on ball four. Monday moves to second. Joe Rudy pinch hits for Jim Rowland. Joe Rudy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rudy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Raleigh Fingers now pitching. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0 for 1 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Killebrew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Killebrew. The throw from Roof and he is out, Campaneris applying the tag. Two outs. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. Oliva hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Cater settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ramon Webster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webster is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Webster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tovar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cater scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Manuel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rich Reese pinch hits for George Mittewald. Rich Reese is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reese hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cater scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manuel moves to second. Two outs. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cardenas is walked intentionally. John Rosporo pinch hits for Ron Paranoski. John Rosporo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosporo hits a line drive into right field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Perry now pitching. John Rosporo now catching. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosporo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny Cater is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cater is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cater hits a fly ball into left field. Manuel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Ted Olander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Olander is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Olander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cesar Tovar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tovar is 0-for-2 in the game. Tovar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fingers fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers fires to first and picks off Tovar. Two outs. Harmon Killebrew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Killebrew is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. Killebrew strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Tommy Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Reynolds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Phil Roof is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roof is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Roof hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Killebrew settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Fingers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fingers bunts towards third. Nettles fields it and throws to first for the out. Reynolds moves to second. Two outs. Bert Campaneris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campaneris is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Campaneris hits a fly ball into center field. Elander settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Athletics 3. The Twins will come to bat. Tony Oliva is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliva is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. Oliva hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Oliva reaches second base with a double. Greg Nettles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nettles is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Nettles hits a ball on the ground towards first. Webster scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Nettles for the out. Oliva moves to third. One out. Charlie Manuel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manuel is 2 for 5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Manuel is walked intentionally. Jim Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry bunts towards third. Bando fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliva scores. Manuel moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-3, Twins. Leo Cardenas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenas is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cardenas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Campaneris fields the ball and can't make a play. That's a base hit. There goes Manuel trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Quilici now playing third base. Jim Cott now pitching. Dave Duncan pinch hits for Ramon Webster. Dave Duncan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Duncan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Rosboro settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Jackson strikes out. Two outs. Sal Bando is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bando is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Bando hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cardenas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 4, and Oakland Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Oakland Alameda County Stadium in Oakland.